I was just wondering how you turn it on. Oh, yeah.
We're reading the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 18, text number 16. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu ya pashyati akrita buddhidvan na sa pashyati durmati tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu yah pashyat yakhrita buddhidvan nasa pashyati dharmati tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu yah pashyat yakhrita buddhidvan na sa pashyati dharmati tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu yah pashyat yakhrita buddhidvan nasa pashyati dharmati kevalam tu yah pashyati yakhrita buddhidvan nasa pashyati dharmati Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tu yah pashyat yakhrita buddhidvan tatra there evang thus sati been kartaram the worker atmanam himself kevalam only to but ya anyone who pashyati sees akrita buddhidvat due to unintelligence na never sa he pashyati sees durmati foolish. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer, not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. Purport. A foolish person cannot understand that the Supersoul is sitting as a friend within and conducting his actions. Although the material causes are the place, the worker, the endeavor, and the senses, the final cause is the supreme, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should see not only the four material causes, but the supreme efficient cause as well. One who does not see the supreme thinks himself to be the doer. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Gurdva Chalang Pangun Lang Hayate Grim Yad Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinadharanam Vancha Kalpa Chibhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devas Patitanam Pavanevya Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaurva Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Krishna's letting us know further that we are not the only doer. Krishna is also, actually he's the main doer. There's a nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita that explains this further. Upadrushtanamantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshvara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purusha Paraha. Krishna says within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, who is the supreme proprietor. He is the overseer, and he's the permitter. So he's the supreme enjoyer also. We also enjoy to some degree. The nature of the soul is eternality, knowledge, and bliss. So we enjoy to the degree that we're trying to please Krishna. If we're trying to enjoy separate from Krishna, then that doesn't work. Just like if you take a fish out of water, no matter what arrangement you make for that fish, it's not going to be happy until it's put back into the water, right? So no matter what arrangements we make in this world, if it's not in relation to Krishna, then we're not going to be happy. Doesn't work. Just like nothing will work for the fish out of water. Nothing will work outside of service to Krishna. Just won't work. It's a dream. It's like at night we have dreams. And then we wake up and the dream ends. Usually they're short. But what we do is we wake up to a longer dream. The whole day we're dreaming, I'm American, I'm Slovenian, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm this, I'm that. So this is another dream. But when we fully take to Krishna consciousness, then we wake up. One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, when we go back to the spiritual world, are we going to remember our existence in this world? He said, yeah, you'll remember it like a nightmare. Compared to the bliss of Krishna consciousness, this is a nightmare. But we're trying to enjoy this nightmare. Kind of ironic, isn't it? Actually, what we should do is do our business, which is get purified and get the heck out of here. Prabhupada gave the example that this world, it's like the bathroom of Krishna's creation. Now, in a bathroom, you just go in, you do your business, and you get out. You know, you don't try to make nice arrangements in the bathroom. Right? No, you come, you do your business, get purified, get out of here, go back to the spiritual world. So this is actually the goal of life. And here, Krishna, he mentions that a person is not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are if they're thinking that he's the only doer. So what is intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. This is the definition that Prabhupada gives of intelligence. So what does that mean? That means to know what is matter, what is spirit, and who the controller of both is. That's intelligence. And Krishna mentions also later on in the Gita that one who studies the Bhagavad Gita, he worships me by his intelligence. It's an interesting way to worship Krishna. You worship Krishna with your intelligence by studying the Bhagavad Gita. And the Bhagavad Gita is such a treasure house of wisdom. And just like we have this thing that's going, it's a movement, it's an inside movement that's growing around the world. It's called the CHAD program. You've all heard of the CHAD program? No? The CHAD? You've heard of the CHAD. Chapter a day. Chapter a day, Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Prabhupada wrote a letter to a devotee saying that it would be very good for your spiritual life if you read Bhagavad Gita, chapter a day. Now, there's devotees do different ways. You could read a chapter of just the Sanskrit or just the English, or you could read the whole chapter with the English and the purport. Of course, we have some chapters that are very long, 18th chapter. This one right here. It's a long one with all the purports. So what I do is I read a chapter a day of the English, and it's really nice. You know, so much more comes out of the Bhagavad Gita when you read it every day. And Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's been doing this for about, I don't know, 35 years. Every day, reading a chapter. And he's probably the most ecstatic devotee we have. So it works. So, yeah, this hearing and chanting is very important. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayashakta mana partha yogam yunjam marashraya asangsayam samagramam yathagyasasi tachchanu. Krishna says, just hear how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, you'll know me in full, free from doubt. So hearing is very, very important. Just like we have our senses. We have our sense of hearing. We have our sense of seeing. Unfortunately now in our modern technology, during Srimad Bhagavad Gita class and Srimad Bhagavatam classes, the devotees are using their seeing ability in seeing their computers and seeing their phones. And so actually I was in one temple and I was giving class and there was four devotees in the class out of six looking at their computers. And I was thinking, okay, these are the new times. Not so good. So this is the time for hearing. Yeah. And trying to hear with attention. If we distract ourselves, yeah, then it's not so good. Yeah. So hearing, just like to hear the holy name, our japa, It's not easy. Some of you may have noticed that sometimes your mind goes off into other things. Any of you ever noticed that? Yeah, you know, distracted sometimes. That ever happened to you? So, yeah, therefore it's stated, yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyev samnaya. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must bring it back under the control of the self. So the mind is flickering. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramati bhadavajuna. It's going here, it's going there, it's going everywhere, all over the place. But Krishna says, it is undoubtedly very difficult to control the mind, but it is possible by constant practice and by? Anybody remember? Detachment, yes. Just like anything, if you practice something, then you get better at it. Natural. Yeah. Practice makes perfect. So we got to keep practicing. And one thing, I probably said this before, but it's good to hear again. It's good for me to hear again too. When I'm chanting and I find that I'm a little inattentive, I'm not hearing the mantra, I stop and back up. One or two rounds, or not two rounds, but beads, and then I go forward. It's good practice for keeping the mind focused. Because if you don't do that, then the mind just keeps going. Just keeps going and going and going and going. So this way you check the mind. You stop and let's go back to the mantra. See, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the mind is a non-devotee. It's a non-devotee. That's why it's hard to chant. It doesn't want to chant. It wants to, you know, play some game on the internet or something, or do some other nonsense. The mind wants sense gratification. And therefore that's the religion of the age now. Sense gratification. So, therefore Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the mind has to be beaten. And you beat the mind with the intelligence. So by hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental words, we're beating the mind. Mind is like a balloon. You know, you have a balloon and you put it in the water. If you keep your hand over the balloon is going to stay in the water. Right? But as soon as you let your hand loose, the balloon pops up. So you have to keep the mind down. And as soon as we become a little inattentive, the mind pops up again. And it causes all kinds of chaos. So this is the challenge. Dorjayanam maham mana. Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita to Uddhava, he says, of difficult things to conquer, I'm the mind. It's very difficult to conquer the mind. But Krishna is more powerful than our mind, believe it or not. Krishna is very powerful. So if we take shelter of Krishna, we hear the words of Krishna very attentively. This keeps the mind down. Of course, hearing the holy name also, this purifies the mind. Krishna says, just by hearing, we get purified. Then, by this hearing, we become free of doubt. Arjuna said, these doubts, he said, please kill these doubts of demons. These doubts are like demons. And they cause so much havoc. So doubt is actually good in the beginning. It's a sign of intelligence. But once we find the truth, then we had to become free of these doubts, you know, and develop faith. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ashradhana purusha, dharma shasya parantapa. Aprapyamam navartante mutyu sangsara vardmani. That those who are not faithful on this path of bhakti, they do not attain me. Therefore they return to the cycle of birth and death. So how to become full of faith? Again, this hearing. We hear from those who are faithful, such as Srila Prabhupada, very faithful. Hear from the words of Krishna. Hear from senior Vaishnavas, then we get purified. We gain this faith. And faith, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha shabda vishvasa kahi shudhridnishchoy krishne bhakti kada sarva kama kritoy. That faith means that by rendering devotional service, I know that I will attain the perfection of life. That by devotional service, I will become perfect. So this is faith. And this is the goal. And we should pray. We should pray to Krishna for devotional service. Actually, we do. Every morning at Tulsi Puja, we pray, please give me the privilege of devotional service. It's a privilege to engage in devotional service. Because there's very few people on this planet that are engaged in devotional service. Most people, they're serving the external energy of Krishna. They're serving Maya. So to serve the internal energy of Krishna, to serve Krishna, yeah, that's very rare. So it's a privilege. So we should pray for this privilege of being able to engage in devotional service. And what type of service is Krishna looking for? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's explained, Savaya pungsang paro dharmo yato bhakti yad hoksajay. Ahaita kyaparati yatai yatma supersedity. That the supreme occupation or duty for all mankind is that by which one can engage in loving devotional service. And such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So Krishna is asking for a lot. No motivation other than to please Krishna. And uninterrupted. Wow. Man, Krishna's really asking for a lot, isn't he? But you know, we get a lot also. If we do that, we get Krishna. So that's a lot. To get Krishna is a lot. So he's asking for a lot. No doubt. But we get a lot in return. And if we don't do that, then we have to stay here. We have to continue serving the illusory energy. Better serve the internal energy. Because by serving the internal energy of Krishna, then eventually we experience the embrace of Krishna. Like Gopa Kumar, in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he was searching and searching for the perfection in life, and finally he found Krishna, and he was completely satisfied. Kachang vachang ving api divyaratnang. It's like Dhruva Maharaj, an amazing example. He was so disturbed by his father's activities of not allowing him on his lap when his stepmother told him not to go on his lap. He was a kshatriya, so he was like, wow, he was burning with anger. So he went to his mother and said, Mother, this horrible woman has done this to me. that she said, I can't go on the lap of my father because I'm not born from her womb. What can I do? And she said, well, your only hope is you should take shelter of Krishna. I can't do anything. I'm not the favored wife. What can I do? But Krishna can help you. He's God. Oh, and where do I find Krishna? Well, sages, they go to the forest. So Dhruva said, okay. And she didn't think he'd take it seriously. A five-year-old boy. But he took it seriously. Went to the forest and started meditating. Some serious meditation. Well, I think the first 3 days he was just eating dry leaves and berries. Every 3 days. Now the first month, every 3 days he would only eat dry leaves and berries from the trees. And the next month, every 6 days. What was it? Anybody remember? He would eat dry leaves and berries. Oh, he would drink water. That's right. He would drink water every 6 days. And the next month, every 9 days, he would take some air. Yeah. A real feast. Yeah. So he'd perform these amazing austerities. And Dhruva Maharaj was so determined. Narada Muni, being the omniscient Trikalagya, he knows past, present, and future. He was actually the super soul. When the super soul sees someone's very serious, the guru was sent. So super soul sent Narada Muni. And he said, Dhruva, you're just a boy, five-year-old boys, don't take this so seriously. Go home, play. You know, take it easy, chill out, you know, don't take it so seriously. You know? And Dhruva said, thank you very much for your advice, Narada Muni, Prabhu. But your advice is not sitting in my heart. If you can't help me, if you can't give me some guidance, then I'm not going to go home. You go home. But I'm going to continue. So Narada Muni, he tests his disciple. Sometimes this happens. The guru tests the disciple. So he was testing. So he said to him, all right, you chant this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? So he chanted this mantra and he did these austerities. Since he was so determined, he was so sincere. Prabhupada said, if we're sincere and we're serious, we can make quick advancement in spiritual life. Now these two words are very, very similar. This word serious means thoughtful. Just like when we're reading Prabhupada's books, we shouldn't just read them like novels, just read through them. But we should really try to grasp the meaning that Srila Prabhupada is putting forward. You know, the message. So much realization in Prabhupada's purports, his Bhaktivedanta purports. So we should read these books very, very carefully. And sincere means genuine. We should engage in devotional service in a genuine way where we're actually trying to please Krishna. There's one verse that Prabhupada said is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. Yat kroshi, yat ashnashi, yat juhosi didasi, yat tapashyasi kaunteya, tat kurusa mararpanam. All that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you perform, should be done as an offering to me. So this is the goal of life. Everything that we do should be done as an offering to Krishna. This is the summary of the entire Bhagavad Gita. So Dhruva Maharaj was doing this meditation. And he was so sincere, he was so serious, that the Lord manifest in his heart, and he was able to envision. And then he disappeared from his heart, but he could see him outside of his heart. A very fortunate soul. So then Lord Vishnu said to him, is there something I can do for you? There's something you want? Wasn't there something you wanted? Oh, no, sorry. Forgive me, my Lord. I was looking for a piece of glass. But now I found you a great gem. Kachin vichang vang api divyaratnam svamim kutartno sivaram nihache. And now I'm completely satisfied. I don't want anything except for to serve you. So this piece of glass, he was actually, his endeavor is that he wanted to have a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. And he's got the most amazing, the greatest planet, you know, Brahmaloka. So that he wanted something greater than that. So he was pretty ambitious. He had a big material desire, major material desire. But upon getting the darshan of Krishna, upon getting the satisfaction of serving Krishna, he was satisfied. So this is a result of devotional service, that we become satisfied. Krishna bhakti nishkama. Ata eva shanta, bhukti mukti siddhikami sakadiya shanta. Lord Chaitanya tells the story of one astrologer named Sarvagya. He was going to people's homes and helping them in their various aspects of life. So he went to one man who was very poor. And he was lamenting because he was very poor. So this Sarvagya, he told this poor man, don't lament anymore. I have good news for you. Your father has left you a great treasure. So now the man is very jubilant. Oh, I didn't even know about this. This is good news. Thank you. But Sarvagat said to him, but be careful. When you dig for this treasure, if you dig on the southern side, you're going to be harassed by bees and wasps, and they're gonna sting you so much that you're not going to get the treasure. But if you dig on the western side, you're also going to be very disturbed because there's ghosts. And those ghosts are going to scare you so much that you'll have to run away from the treasure. And if you dig on the northern side, you're going to be devoured by a big black snake. So you won't be able to get the treasure. But if you dig on the eastern side, there you will find the treasure. And that treasure is devotional service. This is the treasure. And this is what brings the satisfaction to the soul. Everything else won't bring satisfaction. Just like this, the bee stinging. This is compared to fruitive activities. People are trying to enjoy the fruits of this material world, the activities in this material world, but they get stung. Again and again and again they get stung. So many stories of stinging. It's like I was in Vrindavan recently, and there's one devotee there. He, very nice devotee. I stay with him at his apartment in Vrindavan. And his uncle is so wealthy. He owned 5,000 crores of rupees. Multi-millionaire. So many businesses. So much opulence. And his wife once went to him and expressed her desire to be given every month 5 lakhs of rupees just to go out and spend. Do you know how much 5 lakhs? That's 500,000 rupees. Right? How many euros is that? Anybody, any good mathematicians in here? It's a lot of rupees. It's a lot of euros. So she wanted this just to go out and spend. And he said, I'm not going to give you 5 lakhs that you go out and waste it, you know, just spend it. And she said, okay. Then later she said, then I'm going to divorce you. So now they're in court. And he's having so many health problems now because it's causing so much stress. So this is the nature of pleasures in this world. Passionate pleasures. It's just like nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. Or bee stings in the end. It gets stung. So much stinging is going on in the material world. And the western side, this no water. The western side is where they get, he gets harassed by ghosts, which is this impersonal path. Mayavad path, where they just get bewildered by, you know, so many different statements in the Vedas, and they people just become ghostly. I remember I was distributing books once in the Miami airport, and one young man from South America, he had just come from India, visiting India, and he met a bunch of these impersonalists. And you could see this person, he had become ghostly, actually. I was trying to speak to him, and he was saying, 1980, and I said, yeah, it's a nice book, you know, we just asked for a donation. 1980, nothing's mine, 1980, I'm not this, I'm not that, 1980, this is not mine. So he gave $40. I said, all right, thanks a lot. He got a book. But you could see the guy was just like, as Prabhupada would say, he was out of order. He was out of order. They just get bewildered by this all this knowledge, but there's no goal. Impersonalism, there's no goal. Or they have a goal to become God, which is ridiculous. You can't become God. God is always God. So there's so much confusion. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And some devotees, when they joined this movement, they were also, you know, due to bad association also, many of them kind of came there carrying with them many ghosts. Prabhupada once said, I'm ghost-proof. I'm ghost-proof. And there was one instance in one little Prabhupada story. In the manor, Bhaktivedanta Manor, there were some ghosts in one of the buildings where the workers were working. And there was a couple staying there, and the lady told the devotees, oh, there's ghosts, we hear chains dragging. That'd be pretty scary, huh? We hear these chains dragging. But her husband, he said, I don't believe in these ghosts. But then they came, one night they were pretty loud. And he believed in ghosts after that. And then the devotees heard about this, and they told Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, you go there, all of you, you go there, and you have a big kirtan. Go all over the house, have big kirtan, drum kartels, and the ghosts will go away. And the devotees did that. They went in there, big, you know, hurrying up throughout the house, and they could feel the energy of the ghosts when they went in. And they could feel the energy being lifted as they continued on, the kirtan fired up. They were all shouting as loud as they could, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Just giving it all they got, you know, drums banging, kirtan. And then when the kirtan ended, after a half hour, 45 minutes, everybody could feel that the energy had become completely purified. And the ghosts were gone. They don't like kirtan. So, this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, this also helps us to become free of this Mayavad, impersonalist tendency. Yeah. Prabhupada said, I've come to destroy impersonalism and voidism. Yeah, like that also. Yeah. So Prabhupada very kindly helped us out of so much darkness. And then he said this, you dig on the northern side, and that is compared to mystic perfections. People want to gain these mystic cities. Yeah. But people also become very bewildered, get these mystic perfections. Yeah. Because people are very enamored. People see these mystic abilities, and people, they start thinking he's God. They can manifest some gold. They think he's God. Or they could, do some magic. They think he's God. People are very naive. Kali Yuga, people are very naive. You know, any little magic someone does, they think they're God. So these people that have mystic perfections, they bewilder people. And they become devoured by their own pride. They become devoured by their own pride. And they can't understand Krishna. But the devotees, they just want to serve Krishna. They just want to please Krishna. And therefore, they're shanti. They're peaceful. Others, they can't be peaceful. And what's the peace formula? Who knows? Yes, bhaktaram yagatapasam sarva lokamahesra. Surang sarva bhaktanam gatvam shanti mrishati. The Krishna, he is the enjoyer. He is the proprietor. He's the friend of everyone. If we understand this, then we'll be very peaceful. Thank you very much. It's nice to be back in Ljubljana at the feet of Panchatattva, Sri Panchatattva, and all the nice devotees here. Any question or comment? Correction? Reflection? Yes. Yes.
I remember you said the one time that in Sankirtan it's three against one. Could you explain how it works?
Oh, you forgot.
No,
you just want others to know. He's being merciful to all of you. like Arjuna. Well, when we're distributing books, I want the person to take a book. The super soul in my heart wants the person to take a book. The super soul in the person's heart that I'm speaking to wants to take a book. And only the person that I'm speaking to doesn't want to take a book. So it's three against one. But we also have to want to desire that they take a book. Sometimes we have other desires. You know, we want to get some name, some fame, some adoration. Or we just become bewildered by the modes of nature. No, we have to go out there with a desire to give Krishna to the conditioned souls so that they can benefit and so that we can benefit. It's a win-win situation. Can't lose when you distribute books. Do you have the monthly Sangirtan festival here? No, not so strong, huh? It's up and down, huh? Okay, well, we're going to try to change that. I was just in Bosnia, and they have a strong... excuse me. Having throat problems. They have a strong monthly Sangirtan festival. I was just in Zagreb, and they also have a strong monthly Sangirtan festival. So now we have to get a strong monthly Sangirtan festival going here in Ljubljana. The day before yesterday, we distributed 96 books on the monthly Sangirtan festival in Zagreb. It was very nice. Yeah. Had a great time. About 20 devotees went out. 10 of us did books and 10 did Harinam. And the Harinam devotees were lamenting that they couldn't distribute books, so they do an alternate, you know, next week. So yes, we got to get it going here strongly. It's such a nice temple. It's so close to the city center, so much opportunity. So try to get it going here. Sound good? Yeah? Hari Bo? Yeah! Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.